May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace of our hearts, coolness of our eyes, our master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashara, that a person who recites salawat upon me once, meaning a person who recites Durood Sharif once upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time, then the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before commencing today's silsila, before discussing this beautiful subject relating to the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us first make some good intentions. Let us make good niyyah. Let us make some good intentions. Let us make the intention that I will sit and listen to the silsila only and only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And let us make the good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice, to make amal, to practice upon it, and to teach it to the others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Mother Eternal into today's episode, into today's silsila. We are going to be discussing miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to rocks and stones. Each and everyone, every individual is aware that there were 360 idols being worshipped in the Holy Kaaba prior to the conquering of Makkah. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day that they conquered Makkah al-Mukarrama, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the Kaaba with a walking stick while reciting this ayah of the Quran Majid, meaning after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after they conquered Makkah al-Mukarrama, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into the Kaaba walking and holding a stick, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting the following ayah of the Quran Majid: Jaa al-haqq wa zahaqa al-batil innal batil kana zahuqa. Translation from Kanzul Iman: the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Undoubtedly, falsehood was certain to vanish. And it is narrated that wherever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed with his stick, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed towards any idol, that idol fell onto the ground. Subhanallah. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not go and push the idols down, but rather the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed towards the idols with his stick, and the 360 idols that were placed in the Kaaba, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would point towards them with his stick, these idols used to fall onto the ground. Subhanallah. Sallur al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla Ali, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates a narration that can be found in Tirmizi Sharif. Hazrat Ali narrates that I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was accompanying the blessed Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was accompanying my master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every tree and every stone that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." And Mawla Ali says that, Hazrat Ali says that, I was able to hear. Meaning every stone, when the stones and the trees were giving salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I was able to hear that salam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, that Allah azza wa jal has made us from among those who reside salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, there is another beautiful narration of Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I still recognize the stone in Makkah that used to greet me. Subhanallah. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, won't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be able to recognize those who recited durood, those who sended salawat upon him. If Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is able to recognize a non-living stone, then there is no doubt that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be able to recognize us, will be able to recognize those who send durood, those who send salawat upon him on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who spend their time in reciting durood and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those whom their day commences with durood and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us among those whom spend their day reciting salawat and sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah make us among those who that their last act of the day is salawat and durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As at the beginning of the silsila, we narrated a narration whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that if a person sends a single durood, then 10 blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal will descend upon that person. And there are many other blessings of durood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of our eyes. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a stone that used to give salam to me, I still recognize that stone. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another beautiful narration, and this narration can be found in Mishkat Sharif, volume 2, page number 534. And this hadith is also found in Muslim Sharif, and it is narrated by Hazrat Salman bin Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were in the battle of Hunain, the kuffar surrounded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all sides, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down from his horse. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a handful of sand, and he threw on the faces of the kuffar. And the effect of which was that there was no kafir from the entire army whose eyes were not filled with the sand. They then started wiping their eyes and finally retreated, subhanallah. In the same manner, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah to Madinah al-Munawwara, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah to Madinah al-Munawwara, the kuffar had a plan to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they surrounded the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anticipating for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fall asleep so that they may finally attack him and kill him. And at that point in time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already migrated from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah to Madinah to Al-Munawwara. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, resting on the bed of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because the kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah, although they had so much of hate for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although they abused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although they oppressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but whenever they had any amana, when they had any possession that they wanted to keep with someone that they knew that they could trust, all of them would take their amanats to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because they knew that he was the most honest man in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They knew that he was the most trustable person in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam displayed a lot of good qualities. The kuffar, although they oppressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, although they hated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but deep down their hearts, they knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a good person. Deep down their hearts, they knew that if there was any person to trust in Makkah al-Mukarramah, was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If there was any person that you had an amana, if you had any good, anything of value that you wanted to trust someone with, that person was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because even before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced his prophethood, even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam still lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam always assisted the oppressed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam always assisted the needy. Even when there were issues, when there were conflicts, whereby tribes were fighting against each other in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would intervene in between to try and create love, to try and create sukoon and peace. And even when people were oppressed, they would knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When there was any injustice done to anyone in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they knew that they could go and knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always willing to assist. So although they oppressed him, although they ill-treated him, although they ill-treated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would still take all their amanats and leave it with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If anyone had any property that he valued and he wanted to keep it as a trust, at times, because the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they would go out from Makkah al-Mukarramah and do business out of Makkah. And some of them would go out of Makkah to buy goods. And whatever property they would leave behind in Makkah al-Mukarramah, they would leave it in trust as amana in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when they return back from their journey, they would go and take it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So some of the kuffar, some of the non-Muslims, some of the disbelievers, they had their amanas, they had their trust that they had kept by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam left Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu behind, so that the next day in the morning, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go out and distribute this trust. He would go out and distribute this amana and give it back to its owners. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, this was the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if there was any amana given to him, he would make sure that he gives the amana back to the rightful owner. To such an extent, imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is escaping, he is leaving Makkah and migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. And the reason of this migration is because of oppression. And the same people that are oppressing him, they have left their amanats with him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not leave Makkah and travel without making sure that this amanah, this trust is given back, right back to the rightful owners. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves Hazrat Ali behind, so that Mawla Ali, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the next day in the morning, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu could go out and distribute this amanah, this trust. So when these people enter the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they find Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu resting on the blessed sarir, on the blessed bed of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they inquire, and Hazrat Ali informs them that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left, because when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited and blew towards their direction, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked right past in front of them, and they were unable to see or notice the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaving the house. Subhanallah, this was also a mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is narrated in Mishkat Sharif, volume 1, page number 532, that the companions, the Sahaba ikram, during the battle of Hudaybiyah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were in need of water. They were in dire need for water, as the well of Hudaybiyah had dried up and there was a large amount of people that were present. And this prompted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to place his blessed fingers in a bowl, causing water to flow from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Imagine water gushed out from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the 1,500 people then performed wudu, ghusl. They drank, and not only did they drink, but they also filled in their water bags. And Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked of the number of individuals that were present. Hazrat Jabir replied and said that we were 1,500 people, yet the water was so much that it would be sufficient for 100,000 people. Subhanallah. When the companions were in dire need of water, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand in a bowl of water, in a dish, and water started gushing out from the blessed finger of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 1,500 companions were able to drink and quench their thirst. And not only did they drink from this water, but some of them had ghusl. They filled in their empty bags. And when Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the companions inquire from Hazrat Jabir that, oh Hazrat Jabir, how many of you were present? Hazrat Jabir says, we were 1,500. And he says that if we were 100,000, that water would have still been sufficient for us. Subhanallah. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, imagine water gushing out from the blessed fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is beyond our imaginations. This only displays the status and the shan of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extraordinary. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was indeed the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla. And when we hear and listen to this type of mu'jizas, when we hear this type of miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should only increase us in love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should increase our mahabba. They should increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the true sign of love is to walk on the footsteps of the beloved. The true sign of love is to follow on the footsteps of your beloved. Meaning, the true love is to follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to learn the beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, join the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, where the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are practiced and taught. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we discussed miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to stones and rocks, and also we discussed miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to elements of nature. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the following silsila, in the coming episode, we'll continue the discussion of discussing the mu'jizas, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated to the four elements of nature. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those who hear these mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when hearing these mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their iman is increased and the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is increased. Love for the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is increased. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah increase